I had mentioned in yesterday's class that if you have problems, you shouldn't focus too much on problems. You should focus on just practicing bhakti. And that will help us to rise above the problem. But then, sometimes when there's an urgent problem, then we feel that let me solve this problem first, then I can focus on bhakti. So, if we try to leave the problem unattended, then our thoughts are caught up in that problem and we can't focus on bhakti. Yeah, it depends on the nature of the problem also. If something is an easily fixable problem, some small thing needs to be done, we can do it. But often, the problems that consume our mind are also the problems whose solution is like a mirage. That means, we think, yeah, I do this, it will solve, the problem will get solved, but you know, we solve it, but something else comes up, something else comes up, something else comes up. And in that sense, it just keeps going on and on. So we can decide, okay, this is a problem I am facing, and I'll put this much time and energy dealing with this. And then I have done my part. And I will put my faith in Krishna. And I'll focus on practicing his bhakti. Then later on I can come and deal with the problem also. Because at one level, material problems, certain issues are there which need urgent attention. So if some emergencies come up, some crisis comes up, yes, definitely at that time we should give attention. We can't say that I'll just chant Hare Krishna. We have to do practical things to solve the problem also. But at the same time, we also need to know that if every day an emergency is coming, then the problem is not the emergency, the problem is maybe our own disorganization, our own carelessness because of which emergencies are coming. So there has to be some broad structure in our life in which occasionally if emergencies come up, we give them immediate attention. But if we have a broad overall structure for our life, then there is time for our spiritual life, there is a time for our material life. And the main point which I was making is, when we have allocated time for our devotional activities, at that time, if we let thoughts of problems encroach into the time for our spiritual life, then we will never have time for spiritual life. Because problems will always be there. Now, waiting for problems to be solved in this world is like waiting for the waves in an ocean to stop so that one can jump and swim in the ocean. The waves will never stop. So like that, Sroto Ganastamaranam Bhajavasudevam. Sroto Ganastamaranam. The waves of material problems will keep coming. But we decide this much level of attention I will give, this much I will try to do for solving the problem. If it doesn't happen, let me focus on my bhakti and then I will come back and later deal with the problem. And many times we will find that if we really connect with Krishna, then we can solve the problems much better. Because our problem, see, the problem is usually not just the situation. If you just get one insight to deal with that situation, now a big problem can be solved sometimes within minutes. So sometimes that insight may come by our connection with Krishna. So problems are solved not just by the amount of time that we spend in it, but also the clarity of thought that we have when we are dealing with the problems. And if we wholeheartedly absorb ourselves in Krishna, then our thoughts become much clearer and we can think better and deal with the problems. Does that answer your question? So thank you very much for your kind attention. Hare Krishna.